Part 2. You'll hear an art teacher called Rosa Weston giving a talk about making mosaics, works of art that are made out of small pieces of glass and stone. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
I'd been teaching art for about 10 years when I went on holiday to Greece. While I was there, I became really interested in the art of making mosaics and decided to include this in the courses I run. Many people assume that the Romans invented mosaic, but it was the Greeks who were the true craftsmen, and they, in turn, probably picked it up from the Sumerians. But it was the Romans who brought mosaics to Britain. And apart from the introduction of nylon backing to hold the tiles together, the techniques themselves haven't changed much over 5,000 years. It's the designs which have undergone a really radical change. In the recent past, modern mosaics have been restricted to the walls of public libraries and the odd swimming pool, and by and large, it looked as if the true art of the mosaic could well disappear. Fortunately, that has not happened. People often ask me why I prefer to spend hours teaching my students to stick tiny squares onto tiles when I could be doing something else. And it's certainly the case that the process demands both time and motivation on occasions. It can even give you a really bad headache. But in fact, there's something very therapeutic about it. I think it has something to do with breaking things up and then reconstructing them. For every course I teach, we have jars and jars of brightly coloured glass, odd bits of china, broken plates and dishes, and most people just can't wait to start sticking them onto larger stretches of concrete. For the beginners, we produce mosaic packs, which contain all the essentials you need and explain clearly how to go about things. Each course includes a weekend workshop, which is attended by the majority of the students, and it's actually a wonderful way of relaxing. I'm often asked if I do puzzles, and it's not such a silly question as it sounds, because it's a very good comparison of skills. Some people do get a bit scared, faced with all that choice, but that's why the mosaic packs are so popular. But I try to teach people to be inventive as well. If you look around yourself, there's plenty of evidence that the art is enjoying a revival. Not only do you see mosaic ashtrays and soap dishes, but you can actually now find them decorating underground station walls. Now, I'm not suggesting that you start pulling your own home to pieces and replacing everything with mosaics, although I often find myself looking at chests of drawers and thinking, just a border, perhaps. Still, my reply to my over-anxious students is, all right, I know it takes hours, but after all, it's a labour of love, and you have something which will give pleasure for a long time afterwards. Now, if you're interested in trying out the effect in your own home...
Now you'll hear the recording again.
I'd been teaching art for about 10 years when I went on holiday to Greece. While I was there, I became really interested in the art of making mosaics and decided to include this in the courses I run. Many people assume that the Romans invented mosaic, but it was the Greeks who were the true craftsmen, And they, in turn, probably picked it up from the Sumerians. But it was the Romans who brought mosaics to Britain. And apart from the introduction of nylon backing to hold the tiles together, the techniques themselves haven't changed much over 5,000 years. It's the designs which have undergone a really radical change. In the recent past, modern mosaics have been restricted to the walls of public libraries and the odd swimming pool, and, by and large, it looked as if the true art of the mosaic could well disappear. Fortunately, that has not happened. People often ask me why I prefer to spend hours teaching my students to stick tiny squares onto tiles when I could be doing something else. And it's certainly the case that the process demands both time and motivation on occasions. It can even give you a really bad headache. But in fact, there's something very therapeutic about it. I think it has something to do with breaking things up and then reconstructing them. For every course I teach, we have jars and jars of brightly coloured glass, odd bits of china, broken plates and dishes, and most people just can't wait to start sticking them onto larger stretches of concrete. For the beginners, we produce mosaic packs, which contain all the essentials you need and explain clearly how to go about things. Each course includes a weekend workshop, which is attended by the majority of the students, and it's actually a wonderful way of relaxing. I'm often asked if I do puzzles, and it's not such a silly question as it sounds, because it's a very good comparison of skills. Some people do get a bit scared, faced with all that choice, but that's why the mosaic packs are so popular. But I try to teach people to be inventive as well. If you look around yourself, there's plenty of evidence that the art is enjoying a revival. Not only do you see mosaic ashtrays and soap dishes, but you can actually now find them decorating underground station walls. Now, I'm not suggesting that you start pulling your own home to pieces and replacing everything with mosaics, although I often find myself looking at chests of drawers and thinking, just a border, perhaps. Still, my reply to my over-anxious students is, all right, I know it takes hours, but after all, it's a labour of love, and you have something which will give pleasure for a long time afterwards. Now, if you're interested in trying out the effect in your own home...
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.